The following is a Network Newswire audio production. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, Network Newswire uses its network of more than 5,000 key distribution outlets, as well as other corporate communication tools, to introduce private and public companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Our reputation for highly efficient communication strategies is based on the experience and relationships our team has in the space. It is Network Newswire's unwavering commitment to connect the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following interview features a client of Network Newswire. Network Newswire may have been compensated for the production of this interview. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure. Thank you, and here today as your host is Stuart Smith.
Welcome one, welcome all to this online business briefing where we shine a spotlight once again on some of the smartest and freshest plays here in the small and microcap markets. We're speaking with Tapinator Incorporated today, ticker symbol TAPM. We're lucky enough to be joined by Ilya Nikolaev, and we're going to be speaking with him about the company, its business models, the markets they tap into. So let's welcome Ilya to the show. How are you today?
Good, Stuart. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to call in, speak to your shareholders, as well as our listeners. And for those listeners who don't know what you're doing yet at Tapinator, let's talk about this exciting company. Go ahead.
Sure. Tapinator is a mobile gaming company, and so we develop and operate games on the major mobile platforms, namely Apple's iOS platform, Google Play, and Amazon's App Store. And we have a total of about over 300 different games with about 400 million downloads across those games.
Well, that's the important part, what you just mentioned, was the volume of the games that you have out there, because this can be a space where some who don't know about it look at it from the outside and say, wow, this is a saturated space. But really, if you play the numbers right, which you do, as I read the metrics for your company, Tapinator having so many different, let's say, SKUs in this case, which it's not because we're not doing it, but so many different games within this space, it really helps you kind of manage this. I want you listeners to follow along. Use that company's website. It's the company's name, Tapinator.com. So is that a fair assessment? Is that one of the ways to stay ahead of the curve here in this space?
Yeah, so the way that we look at our business is we have two types of games that we create. We have what we refer to as rapid launch games, which are products that we create in quantity. So these are games where we know exactly how much money it's going to cost us to create a new product, create these games at a pace of about 9 games on a monthly basis, and we know the exact amount of average revenue that each new game contributes. And then we have games that we refer to as full-featured games. These are home-run-type products. And so essentially the way that we run our business is we have these consistent rapid launch games where we know the exact economics of each new game. And these are games that are built on top of engines that we've created, which allows us to release new products cost efficiently and at a rapid pace. And then we have the home run products, which we think of as the next big game for the company. So these are products that can be $10 million games, $100 million games, sometimes even $1 billion games.
Outstanding. Well, once again, we're speaking with the CEO of Tapinator. And Ilya, one of the things that struck me about your company is not only the 400 million player downloads, but of course, you're an international company. So to manage that, you've got to have a great management team. Like I said, you're the CEO. Let's start with you and let's learn about the management team for your company.
So the management team of the company has been in the application and gaming space for over 10 years now. We initially started building applications on the Facebook platform back in 2007. When Facebook first opened up its API, we created a large application called Family Tree, and it grew to become one of the top 25 to 50 apps on the Facebook platform. We ran that company from 2007 until 2011. Along the way, we raised venture capital funding for the business. In 2011, we sold the business to a firm called Intellius, which is a large data business based in Washington. Everybody made money in that deal, including the angels, the VCs, the management team. And in 2011 and 2012, we started to look at what's next. It became clear that users and eyeballs were shifting from the web and Facebook to mobile platforms. And it also became clear that gaming was really the first category that figured out engagement and monetization on mobile. And so we built our first game in 2012 and turned it into Tapinator, the company, in 2013.
Well, you gave us a good history of the company, looking back on the major milestones for the company, as well as what you'd like to see the company achieve here in Q4, calendar Q4, here 2017. What do you see as some of the major milestones, and lead that into what are some of the major goals for the company moving forward?
So the major milestones for the company is we've created a large network of games and players. So as I mentioned, we have over 300 different games, over 400 million downloads across those games. On a daily basis, we generate anywhere from 250,000 to 300,000 daily new downloads, which is a very significant number when you look at the gaming and application industry. If you were to buy a new download, it costs you anywhere from $2 to $5. So the quantity of downloads that we generate on a daily basis are worth hundreds of thousands of dollars if you had to buy those downloads. Because we have such a substantial network, we're able to generate downloads by using cross-promotion, essentially using our existing network to promote players into our new games. So it allows us to launch products without spending any money on third-party marketing. So that's a huge asset for the company, a huge set of milestones that we achieved just in terms of growing that user base and getting to over 400 million downloads. Other milestones that we're extremely proud of on the full-featured side of the business, we've had 11 big features on Apple's iOS platform. So if you open up the App Store and you go to the main default tab, you'll see a featured section. The placements within that featured section cannot be bought. Those are all editorial placements. We've had 11 new games we love that were featured by Apple, which again is something that is very difficult to achieve, requires relationships with the platforms, requires having great products, with unique gameplay. So that's something we're very excited about. Another milestone to note is we launched a game based on the Rocky franchise with MGM. It's a great product, very high quality product, great user reviews. One of the 11 products that was featured by Apple's platform. So that's a product that we're very excited about. And in terms of upcoming milestones, we're a gaming company, and so the milestones that we're super excited about are usually big game launches. And so later this quarter, we're launching a new puzzle game. It's a very unique product called Colorful. So that product is launching in early December in time for the holiday season. And then we have several big products that are launching in Q1 of next year. One is a synchronous multiplayer game called Divide and Conquer, which has a very cool theme, great gameplay, great systems for monetization. And then we have several other products that, as I said, are slated for Q1 and Q2 of next year. So lots of exciting milestones for the company, both this year as well as next year.
Yeah, lots going on with you guys. So listeners, I really want to encourage you to add this company to your watch list so you can stay in front of some of this news. TAPM is that ticker symbol. Well, Ilya, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today. You've been very candid. We appreciate your professional insights into this industry as well. Any closing comments for your shareholders and, of course, the potential investors that are listening in?
Sure. Several closing comments that I'd like to mention. The management team owns about 60% of the company, and so the management team has a very big interest in making Tapinator a huge success. So that's something that I'd like to mention. Another thing that I'd like to mention is the company has about 11 to 12 million monthly active users, which is one of the metrics that gaming companies are valued based upon. And so if the value of each monthly unique is about $4 to $5, which is a metric that, again, within the gaming industry is a metric that outsiders look at, the value of the company should be, in the $40 to $50 million range. And so we believe that the company is very undervalued relative to where gaming companies are normally valued at based upon their core metrics.
And those metrics, a lot of those metrics are available within the company's press releases as well as at their website. So do take the time to do your due diligence. Visit tapinator.com. Use that ticker symbol again, TAPM. Once again, we are speaking with the chief executive officer of the company, Ilya Nikolaev. Ilya, thanks so much once again for your time here. We expect great things from you and your company here in 2017 and beyond. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, Stuart. Much appreciated.
Absolutely. So for Ilya Nikolaev, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
This audio interview is an original broadcast provided by Network Newswire, a multifaceted financial news and publishing company delivering a new generation of corporate communication solutions, including news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and enhanced news release services. Network Newswire may receive payments for corporate communications relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its clients. You should assume that officers and directors of Network Newswire or financial analysts mentioned hold a position in and may intend to trade these securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, nor should it be construed as, investment advice. As in all investments, an investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio interview by Network Newswire does not purport to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used in statements of fact have been obtained from the featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by Network Newswire as to completeness or accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at networknewswire.com.